This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Houthi militia threatened a strong and effective response, their words, after the United States carried out another strike in Yemen, further ratcheting up tensions, as Washington vowed to protect shipping from attacks by the Iran-aligned movement. The strikes have added to concerns about the escalation of a conflict that has spread through the Middle East since the Palestinian militant group Hamas in Israel went to war, with Iran's allies also entering the fray from Lebanon, Syria, and Iraq. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Egypt is worried Friday and Saturday's U.S.-British attacks on Houthis could escalate the Israel-Gaza conflict and cause global economic damage. Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Khatar Abu Diab, who teaches political science at the University of Paris, tells VOA that the U.S. and British strikes against the Houthis come after dozens of Houthi attacks on international shipping in the Red Sea. He says that the U.S. and British strikes come after 32 Houthi attacks, not just against ships heading toward Israel, but international shipping, in addition to a major attack on January 9 using 13 drones and a barrage of missiles, causing over 2,000 ships to divert from the Red Sea and Suez Canal to take the longer route around the Horn of Africa. Edward Uranian, VOA News, Cairo.
Rescue workers in Colombia on Saturday were scrambling to free survivors after a mudslide brought on by heavy rains in northwest Colombia killed at least 34 people and injured dozens on a busy highway. The mudslide covered a roadway that connects two cities. Authorities